With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Israeli authorities say a rocket from Lebanon struck a soccer field in the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights. It killed 12 children and teens and raised fears of a broader regional war between Israel and Hezbollah, which has denied a role in the attack. Also on SRNews.com, former President Trump has laid out his plans to wholeheartedly embrace cryptocurrency if elected for a second term. Mr. Trump says that to compete against China, he'll expand U.S. electrical capacity to support the needs of Bitcoin.
We'll be having power plants built at the sites. We'll be releasing people from certain ridiculous requirements. And we'll be using fossil fuel to make electricity because we're going to have to. We'll be using nuclear. We'll be doing it in an environmentally friendly way.
Speaking at a Bitcoin conference in Nashville, Tennessee, the Republican presidential nominee promised to make the U.S. the crypto capital of the planet. Thousands of firefighters battling a wildfire in Northern California are getting some help from the weather just hours after the blaze exploded, scorching an area larger than Los Angeles. Chico resident Amanda Brown worries about the fire's expansion.
It's been, 3 days now, and it's like 0% contained, and it's over 100,000 acres. I mean, this is terrible.
The fire's intensity and dramatic spread led fire officials to make unwelcome comparisons to the monstrous Paradise Fire in 2018. Britain's new left-leaning government says the nation is broke and broken, blaming the situation on its predecessors ahead of a major speech on the state of the public finances that's widely expected to lay the groundwork for higher taxes. This is SRN News. Evangelism at the Olympics.
The French Bible Society will hand out copies of the scriptures as millions of athletes and spectators gather in Paris for the Summer Games. 140,000 copies of the New Testament in French and another 60,000 in English will be given away during the two-week Olympiad, and other Christian ministries are teaming up with the FBS to help out. About 11 million people in all are expected in Paris for the Olympics and the Paralympics. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The leader of an historic church in downtown Dallas, nearly destroyed by a fire, says church officials plan to rebuild the iconic structure. First Baptist Dallas senior pastor Robert Jeffress says insurance will cover the costs. The Victorian-style red brick church is a Texas historic landmark built in 1890. It now stands as a charred shell with its stained glass windows ruined and virtually everything inside its brick walls destroyed. This is SRN News. Congressman Mike Waltz says the U.S. under President Biden has shown far too much weakness toward Iran, despite its hand in aiding any number of terrorist groups targeting U.S. interests and allies, and even American citizens.
Multiple assassination plots against Americans on American soil. You still have a concessions first appeasement strategy out of this feckless administration towards Iran as it's selling all of its illegal oil to China.
Congressman Waltz was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Japanese and U.S. defense chiefs and top diplomats agreed to further bolster their military cooperation by upgrading the command and control of U.S. forces in the East Asian country and strengthening American licensed missile production there, describing the rising threat from China as the, quote, greatest strategic challenge. More details at SRNnews.com.